Hi there, this is Pride Weekly. We'll start with Monday. The mother of a 21-year-old man who was murdered in America for being gay has been given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Matthew Shepard was savagely beaten back in 1998 in Wyoming. He was left tied to a fence in freezing temperatures for 18 hours and died 6 days later in hospital. Judy Shepard's been campaigning for LGBTQ plus rights ever since and set up a foundation to combat anti-queer hate. From MSNBC, here's the moment she received the medal.
Judy Shepard took a mother's most profound pain and turned her son's memory into a movement. Together with her husband Dennis, their courageous advocacy has since driven tremendous progress in our laws and culture. The Shepard family's compassion reflects the best of America, where everyone is equally deserving of dignity and respect.
Matthew's killers got life sentences. The Presidential Medal of Freedom's the country's highest honor for civilians. Trans Plus History Week starts today in the UK, bigging up the diversity of the transgender community. And I reckon it's also a chance to say thanks, because without trans people, some of the world's most deplorable hate mongers wouldn't have revealed themselves to us. Hi, Joanne. It starts on May the 6th, because that's when the Nazis raided the world's first ever trans clinic back in 1933 and destroyed all its research. And a drag queen will be one of the people carrying the Olympic torch at the opening of the Paris Games in July. Minima Gesté says it's an enormous source of pride. There's been criticism from knuckle draggers who weren't loved enough as children. Minima will carry the torch in 10-inch heels and reckons she might fall over. It's Pride Daily for Tuesday. A gay man who was disowned by his father, 'cause religion, has corrected the 81-year-old's obituary. It said James J. Becker from Connecticut in America would most be remembered for his love of people, but son Timothy McLaughlin wasn't having that. The 42-year-old's written a rival obituary, highlighting how his dad cut him off when he chose to leave the Jehovah's Witnesses, who think homosexuality is a sin. He also lifted the lid on how the family have chosen never to meet his husband or their adopted son, and snubbed his wedding. Here's how the faith tells children why gay marriage is wrong.
What matters is how Jehovah feels. He wants us to be happy, and he knows how we can be happiest. That's why he invented marriage the way he did.
You mean one man and one woman?
Exactly. Look at Genesis 1:27. Jehovah created Adam and Eve, male and female.
The word you're thinking of is indoctrination. The Pope says transgender people must be accepted and integrated into society. He's been responding to a question from an LGBTQ plus Catholic advocacy group called New Ways Ministry regarding his previous condemnation of gender ideology. He's clarified that's a separate thing as far as he's concerned, which doesn't respect the differences between genders. So the upshot is, he's pro-trans. Yay! Pope-a-doodle-doo. And a poor little bigoted baby's had to run away like a big Jesse from his own anti-trans protest. Brian Tamaki is leader of the Destiny Church in New Zealand, a far-right Christian group. His demo in Christchurch was upended by pro-trans protesters who told him where he could stick his hate. He jumped in a car and sped away. Bye-bye, little bigot boy. It's Pride Daily for Wednesday. A darts player's walked away from an international tournament rather than compete against a trans woman. Dieter Hedman should have gone up against Holland's Noëlin van Leeuwen in the quarterfinals of the Denmark Open. The 64-year-old Brit said she wouldn't take on a man in a women's event whilst claiming she's got no problem with trans people. Fallon Sherrick's played alongside Noëlin and tells Online Darts she's tried to support her following attacks from competitors and online abuse.
I actually went over to know her a few times, said, are you okay? You know, just keep going, don't let all the haters win. Sent her messages to make sure she was all right. That's what you got to do, pick someone up when, like, because all this negativity, I got it. but obviously she's getting it 100 times worse.
Dieter Hedman said previously she struggles with transgenders playing in women's competitions. Transgenders. Thousands of people have been protesting for transgender rights across France. Comes off the back of plans for legislation there to limit gender-affirming care, with fears the country's ban on conversion therapy could be under threat. There have been demos in Belgium as well. They were also protesting about a book called Transmania, which the authors call an investigation into the abuses of transgender identity. And this year's Seoul Queer Culture Festival in South Korea has finally found a home. It used to be held in the Seoul Plaza, but a permit's been denied by the city's government for 2 consecutive years, with other potential venues being blocked as well. Now confirmed to take place elsewhere in downtown Seoul next month. It's Pride Daily for Thursday. We'll start with someone who could clearly benefit from a cuddle, preferably from a large, angry animal. Steve Christie is from a city council in Australia, and he's behind a ban on all books about same-sex parenting from public libraries. Says he's responding to complaints about a specific title, one he admits he's not bothered to read. Maybe he can't read. The New South Wales government's warning the ban could be in breach of the state's Anti-Discrimination Act. Here's what someone deplorable actually sounds like. The stupid, high-pitched voice of Steve Christou.
Our kids shouldn't be sexualized. It's that simple. What will a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old know about that? A parent is a parent. This community is a very religious community. It is a very family-orientated community. This is Cumberland City Council, and we need to respect the wishes of our residents.
A petition against the bans topped 20,000 signatures. Trans people in the Czech Republic won't need to have surgery anymore to officially transition. A ruling by the top court there brings the country into line with most other European Union nations. It called the laws it has been unconstitutional and a violation of human dignity. And a pro boxer who said, if he's taken steroids, it means he's gay. You know where this is going. He's tested positive for steroids. Welcome to the Pink Union, sweetheart. Ryan Garcia's been found to have a performance-enhancing substance in his system following a fight in New York. The 25-year-old denies it. He's yet to announce the venue for his coming-out party. It's Pride Daily for Friday. The world's strongest gay is retiring. Rob Kearney from Massachusetts in America spent the last 15 years as an absolute ruddy powerhouse, lifting various ridiculously heavy items. The 32-year-old's gone out on a high at a competition in California, beating his own personal best for dragging a car. I can barely lift the shopping bags. He tells the Big Loz official channel why he's calling it a day.
I've been doing it for a long time, so there's a lot of miles on this body, and it's just starting to take its toll. And I think for me, I've always wanted to be at a spot where I step away while I still love the sport. And that's where I'm at now.
Rob's known for his very fetching rainbow beard, which replaced the rainbow mohawk he used to have. He came out publicly 10 years ago and married his husband Joey in 2019. Pride has been cancelled this year in Tel Aviv. The mayor says it's not the time for celebrations while Israelis are held hostage in Gaza. He's announced a rally for Pride, Hope and Liberty instead, with a promise Pride will return next year. In Jerusalem, the annual Pride and Tolerance March goes ahead as planned, as far as we know, on May the 30th. And Eurovision, which you might argue is the queer AGM, is happening this weekend in Sweden. LGBTQ plus performers include Bambi Thug, who's the first non-binary artist to represent Ireland, also Lithuania's Sylvester Belt, Ollie Alexander for the UK, and Saba, who says she's proud to be the first brown queer woman to sing for Denmark. We do a 10-second TikTok every weekday. They're funny / witty / pithy. Yes, pithy. Just search for Pride Daily. You can give us 10 seconds. We're worth it. And we're done. I'm Kev McGraw. See you Monday.